Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Okay, staff, are we ready? Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this at-large regional leadership meeting. Today, in the first official day of the ICANN meeting, Wolf, unfortunately, is indisposed, so he will not be able to lead this session. That's the word that was missing. This session, and as you can see, I'm fully prepared for it, and so I'm standing in for him. And we have a pretty busy, pretty full agenda today. We're going to try and go through it quite efficiently, if we can. We have interpretation that is placed. So if when you start speaking, please say your name, the usual things with regard to your card. If you need to intervene, put your card up. I think that we'll have Ozan, who will be looking at the remote participation if there are any questions or any comments. And I guess that's really everything that all the housekeeping that needs to be done. Is there anything else? Easily, any further housekeeping? No? Okay. All right, I'll let the sockets and the plugs rejoin themselves. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go into first the Atlas II recommendations. And this was, I think there's just a few of them that we need to look at. Just to remind you, funny because when you click on the recommendation 28, there's page not found. That's not very helpful. We have one small problem. The link will be pasted in the chat in a second. Of course, I hope you're all on Adobe Connect. And so recommendation number 28, of course, you were all part of the at-large summit that took place in London about a year ago, or maybe a bit more than a year ago. And a follow-up group been working on these recommendations and expanding on them has been doing some triage to assign it to different parts of the at-large community and or to staff or to other parts of ICANN. And this one is one that has landed on our doorstep. 28 says, the ALAC should work with all RALOs and ALSs to map the current expertise and interests in their membership, to identify subject matter experts, and to facilitate policy communication. Now, I am aware of some surveys having been sent out by the RALOs. The results are on the page. The links to the results are on the page. The question now is, where do we want to go from here? One comment that I have heard in the past was that because the surveys are very or somehow different from each other, we didn't really have sort of concise results altogether. And whether we wanted to perhaps further the surveys, maybe build a common survey together and go a little bit further in this. I guess the aim of this recommendation is to really find out what knowledge we have in the at-large structures, what knowledge that we can tap in, and not only with regards to the at-large structure representatives, but also the members and the people that they have in the structures themselves. So maybe that might have not been made very clear at the start. I see Alan Greenberg has put his card up. So, Alan, you have...
Thank you, Olivia. You actually just covered it by implication. The recommendation was to survey the skills in the membership. What we ended up surveying in, I believe, all cases was the skills of the prime representative for each ALS, and those are two very different things. Sadly, as we know, in many cases, the representative may be the only person in the ALS who knows we exist, and that's clearly a problem that we're working on in different venues. But I think as we go forward, if we were to ever do this again, and I hope we will in one form or another, that we will think about how to go deeper than the representative.
Thank you very much, Alan. Alberto Soto?
This is Alberto Soto. Thank you. I will speak in Spanish. Okay. In the case of LAC RELO, our survey was sent to all members. Most of them answered for several persons, not just the main representative, which is actually our request. What I mean is that if there is a different survey, we should note that. I think we've already discussed organizing a different survey with specific characteristics. That's a thing that I think we should say. Thank you.
Alberto.
Thank you. I think that go further now and identify, as it says in the recommendation, identify area experts, because this, in my mind, is really a key activating the ALSs to take part in the policy work, in the working on the advice and other stuff. If we know railo level who is a particularly knowledgeable person in one of the ALSs, could tap that resource. Thank you.
Very much, Yorio. Let's go for Humberto Carrasco.
Thank you very much. I'm going to speak in Spanish.
Well, actually, as we've already said more than often, if I recall properly, it was in June that we discussed this topic. This is the first approach to the skills and capabilities available in each railers within their members. And this also allowed us to realize how diverse the railers are within themselves, within the different themes and expert subjects. There is a great diversity from one to the other. And this also means, as we've already said, that preparing a new survey would be useful not only to see which aspect should be focused and targeted for new further deepening, but also allows us to identify the strengths and weaknesses of the members of our organizations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Humberto. Next, Ulrich.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Heidi. Just to let you know that I did show these survey results to the team of GSE and policy that Sally Kosterton informed us about yesterday. And they were very impressed with the results. One possibility for a future survey might be to ask your ALSs what kind of expertise they have in terms of would be willing to speak at local and national conferences that GSE staff can't get to. And then the second point would be if they didn't feel that they were knowledgeable enough on a certain topic, what kind of support would they need before they would go to that kind of event? Thank you
very much, Heidi, for this. It's Olivier speaking. Any other points? Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I'll just point out that for the regions that have individual members, typically an individual member joins because they have a specific interest. They may be among the best people to label subject matter experts on or perhaps speak on behalf of at large on certain subjects. And a survey of ALSs doesn't capture them. Might capture them if indeed they're deemed to be an ALS, as they are in some regions, but not necessarily others.
Thank you, Alan. Is that Alberto Soto?
This is Alberto Soto. With regard to Heidi's comments, perhaps we should also say the following. In addition to making a presentation, perhaps the person could also organize it locally. That would be more comprehensive. Thank you.
You. Any other? The way I see it is there seems to be a need for going deeper into what we have at the moment. Certainly analysis seems to be the next step. I have noticed the graph that is currently on the page where it says how many members are engineers and lawyers, etc. That's one way, but obviously we also a little bit deeper and have names of the lawyers and the names of the engineers so that if we do have anything that relates to a specific point, and I guess the aim is to be able to work smarter so as to share the load. We can call upon the lawyers and say, well, this is something to do with law in this part of the world. Does anyone know about this? So we don't need to spam everybody on the at-large mailing list with another announcement for everyone to come in when there's only maybe one or two people that even have the knowledge for this thing. Humberto Carrasco.
Thank you very much. Para los registros, voy a hablar en español.
I will say in Spanish. In the first survey, I think we did not have sufficient time to standardize or streamline questions. I think that if we're going to prepare a new survey, we should come to terms and agree which questions we're going to include and what are the specific aims being sought for. In other words, we should professionalize our future survey. Thank you.
Thank you, Humberto. Next is Fatima Cambronero.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Fatima for the record, and I will speak in Spanish.
I agree with what you say, Olivier, but something else we should specify for the survey is the language on which these experts are proficient. They may be experts, but they may only speak Spanish and not other language. And that should be stated in the survey results as well. It's minor contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Fatima, point. I wonder, turning over to staff, whether there are any resources in ICANN of and knowledge about building surveys, because the deal we might need is to have need some help from someone on staff who can basically pick the different questions that the different railroads asked and take into account the language issue, and then build a survey from that that will be professional, as Humberto has said, and that will be something that will bring a lot of knowledge to us rather than missing out on a few points. Heidi?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Heidi. I would need to look back into that, but if there is not, then I would suggest that that might be something you would ask for in a fiscal year 17 special request.
Anyone else on this? Yes, let's please have this on an action item, please. So staff to check if there is knowledge, inside knowledge for, no, that's wrong, isn't it, inside knowledge, that laid well. If there is knowledge about expertise, that's it, in-house expertise about building surveys. Okay, let's move on then to the next recommendation. And the next one on the list is number 31, works. One says, ICANN and the ALAC should investigate the use of simple tools and method participation in public comments. And now a fair bit of work has gone into this. The social media working group has worked on this. The technology task force has worked on this as well. Obviously, the needs for these simple tools are needs that come at large structures. And this is why this. So now is the time, I guess, to bring some input on this. What are the requirements for the simple tools? Bearing in mind, we do have a new website that will soon be launched, and that might be able to help, certainly with regards to the accessibility of the information and finding it. But certainly simple tools, other tools will be probably in the pipeline as well, but we need to define them well. We do have another recommendation which I think speaks about a policy management process system, and David Antilik Singh has been working with Ashwin Rangan, the chief technical officer, and Ashwin is eagerly looking at the work that is taking place there. He's also been working on his side so as to see where we can meet, in other words, the two processes can meet and then find a way to build the best tool that would really help our members. The problem, of course, is something like this has never been built before. So you have blueprints, it needs to have a design, etc. It takes time to develop. In the meantime, we could also have simple tools to help us out. So we've got in the queue Holly Reich and Eduardo Diaz. Let's start with Holly.
Holly Reich, for the record. I think one thing we have to keep in mind is that the actual broadband capacity is very variable amongst our members and RILOs. So if we're going to have simple tools that even get...
Thanks for this. That's certainly one requirement. Eduardo Diaz?
This is Eduardo for the record. I'm not sure the crowdsourcing, what is that? What does that mean within this context?
I return the question to you. What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
This came from the ALSs, the at-large structures. So, of course, it's open to interpretation. Crowdsourcing is something that was actually mentioned by Global Stakeholder Engagement just a few months before the at-large summit took place. And Global Stakeholder Engagement or FIDE? No, I think it was Sally Costerton that mentioned we want to have crowdsourcing for the input. The question is, how do we use crowdsourcing for this? I'm not an expert in this. Anyone around the table can enlighten us on this? Yes, please. Gentlemen in the back, do we have a...
Hi, Bogdan Manolea, APTI. I don't want to enlighten you on this, just because I was part of the working group, so I remember what we were discussing. The idea was to use technology that exists, such as liquid democracy and similar tools that have been used by parties
Okay. Slowly.
Okay. By parties and other civil society organizations in order to enhance patient and comments from all sorts of people. So that was the idea that I remember it was discussed in.
Thank you very much, Bogdan. That's great to have the ALS's present. That tells you when we have the answer. So that's great. So liquid democracy and other such tools would be to be considered. I'm not sure if the technical task force, which is usually our group that tries new toys, has engaged in checking out those tools. Perhaps we can have as an action item. And could we perhaps ask you to task force and let them know about the various tools, if you can remember, the various tools that were discussed at the time? So technical task force to be in touch with Bogdan on this. And I'm not sure if we have... Do we have Dave online, maybe? Or Dave and Antelik Singh is not online. It's amazing. Hey? All right, any other thoughts? Fatima?
They're in Skype, not in the Adobe Connect.
Now, there is actually one note in there, Fatima, which mentions that you would be emailing Dave and Antelik Singh the tool for statement drafting collaboration. Be able to enlighten us as to what that is, please. Fatima? Sorry, Fatima, there is a note in the recommendation 31 which says Fatima Campanero emailed Devan Antelik Singh about the tool for statement drafting collaboration.
I don't remember, sorry, but I can talk with them about that.
Yes, please do so.
Okay, thank you.
Any other thoughts on this? I was going to ask Glenn McKnight because you've been very active in the technical task force. Did you identify any tools that help with this recommendation? And perhaps we can add then in the notes, since this is a process where Ariel will be picking up all the discussions and then adding them in the notes later on. Glenn McKnight.
Sure. Glenn, for the transcript, my colleague here, Judith, is also the co-chair of the technical task force. Yeah, we've been looking at different technologies. It's great that it was brought up. We will be talking about this stuff at our technical task force meeting, so we invite people to come to it as well.
Do you know by any chance when that technical task force meeting is?
Just give me a second. I'll check.
Judith is a computer. She knows.
Our technical task force is bright and early Thursday morning at 8 a.m. So come. Maybe we can even get tea for people.
Thank you, Judith. Holly, your card is up. Okay, no. Then we have Dave Kissendoyle. Good to see you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, whatever tools we are going to use, I think it has to be across platforms. For example, in Mauritius, Facebook is very popular, but Twitter is slightly popular. So I think whatever tools that we are going to use, it has to be across platforms. And then at the same time, any tool that should eliminate duplicate posting. Suppose you're posting on Facebook, the same post can be automated to be on Twitter without going to do it twice. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Are you a member of the technical task force? You'd like to be. We're in that mood today. I see a nod. Yes, yes. Okay, excellent. So put him down, technical task force, one more member. Glenn McKnight, your card is still up, but I see Humberto Carrasco.
Humberto Carrasco for the records. Thank you very much. I wanted to point out that if we choose alternative, we should take into account not choosing only one, because we had an experience some time ago with the contest in Buenos Aires, because people understood we were sharing information and that was not the final objective. So we have to show that we will use all the possible tools that we have, public and private institutes or enterprises, so as to be able to comply with our function, which is to spread information when it comes to at large.
You're right. That's why it says tools. So it's not just one, but we'll probably need several. And maybe some might do the same thing, but in a different way. Okay, let's move on then to the next recommendation. And I believe in number 42, ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies either at ICANN regional or in concert with regional events. Now, one of the items on this page was to develop a rotation, sort of forecast of General Assemblies, of at-large summits. That document was now exists, and we are working actively both with the ICANN Finance Department, but also with the Board Finance Committee members and with the ICANN Board, with Fadi as well. I have spoken to him on this. And so we are working to have this as something that will not therefore be a special budget request every year. It will actually be something forecast in advance. So we would start with year zero, the at-large summit, year one, nothing, year two, two GAs, year three, two GAs, year four, one GA, year five, and large summit. Work is in the process for this. Alan Greenberg.
Maybe I misheard, but I thought the recommendation was annual per region. Is something else altogether? And as I said yesterday, I'm not sure we have the resources, staff, and volunteer to organize that, even if it was funded. So it's one of those careful what you ask for.
Very much, Alan, and thank you for bringing this up, because that, I think, is what we need to discuss now. Are we okay with a five-year cycle, or that recommendation really mean every year there needs to be a General Assembly in every single region? I'm looking at our poor staff having to organize five General Assemblies every year. Would you love that, or would you not love that, Heidi? But let's go to Alan Greenberg.
Given that we're talking about that is close to either 2.5 times or 5 times what we're doing right now. And one could even read it as we want an annual General Assembly in the same year as we have summits. I think that's far from where we are now, and we need to take perhaps smaller steps. That may be a nice long-term goal, but let's not kid ourselves that it's happening this year. There are significant resources that would have to be put into it, both financial and, as it, and staff and volunteer. We know in some cases how hard it is to get the people to organize what we have right now. Don't want to underestimate the effort it will take. It's a nice long-term goal, but I don't think we should pretend it's anything other than a long-term goal, at least until we can ramp up both the resources and our skill set at doing these things. Thank you.
Very much, Alan. And for those people who are in the room, you can see the table that was produced. We can't share it online because I think it doesn't work. It's an Excel document and it doesn't format well. The link is in the chat. Okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, it is a Google page, isn't it? Google Doc. Holly Reich.
Holly Reich for the Transcript Records. I think better proposal that would fit in a five-year plan is to say our aim is within a two-year cycle there should be an ICANN meeting in every region, and in for every region that has, you know, for example, here, it's Europe, so there should be a General Assembly in Europe. So the years, the meetings where, in fact, they are in a particular region, then that's when you have a General Assembly, and it winds up probably within a reasonable budget and within the capacity of our group.
Thank you for this, Holly. One thing to note is we have absolutely no influence at all rotation of ICANN meetings. And, of course, now there is the added complexity of meeting A, meeting B, meeting C. We are taking that into account as well. You can see the forecasted meetings there, and that was taken, I think, pretty much with the view that you had, Holly. One of the things that is noticeable is that during the fiscal year 16 and fiscal year 17, there will not be any meeting in Australasia, and, well, in the Apiraro region, basically. And that's because the Marrakesh meeting was originally supposed to take place last year, was replaced with a meeting in Singapore. So 2 years in a row, there was a meeting in Singapore. So there's a slight readjustment on this. So I'm a little concerned if we actually word it in the way that you say, that would not be able to work since we not have the meeting. But we can just say we want the written, and first way. Holly?
Holly Reich again. I understand. I mean, I've looked at the chart before, and there is a problem with Apiraro. I think we do have a kind of an in principle, this is what we like to happen. We ought to be planning, thinking ICANN staff start thinking that, in fact, is desirable. One of the reasons that we have the three different types of meetings is for the second type, will be a smaller contingent, it'll be more affordable, and it can go to places that cannot support large areas. So it is designed to get out to other areas. That means there's now no reason not to get to all of the regions. And that was one of the rationale for types of meetings. It means we can say we support the principle of every region should have an ICANN meeting, which then means there's a venue for having a General Assembly in that region. I mean, I appreciate an anomaly, but I think we should stay at a principle.
Thank you, Holly. Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you, ICANN. It's wonderful if we can have a General Assembly in the region where the ICANN meeting happened. It is not the reality now, today. Olivier, you remember we worked on this table since very long. And now I think that things are evolving. And if we manage to have a summit more frequently, we may not ask for a General Assembly, because each summit also a General Assembly for all the regions. So if we manage to have a summit every 3 years, for example, it would be wonderful. In my point of view, ask for a summit every 5 years, and you ask for General Assemblies every year. I am afraid, especially with the accountability mechanisms that will be applied in the future, I am afraid we will not get anything.
Thank you for this, Tijani. I've seen a number of cards go up when you were speaking. Let's have Heidi Ulrich.
Thank you. I have a comment and a question. My comments is just to point out there might be a possibility of holding GAs every year. That's been done in the past, where a small group who's at another internet governance-related conference would gather, and then they would call in. Everyone else would call in. So Uralo's done that in the past. That might be a possibility to have a GA every year when you're not able to have a face-to-face one. And my question is just on this schedule, is there a one-year gap between the last General Assembly and the summit? So there's a one-year planning challenging for staff if we were to plan for that and then still have to support the holding of several GAs in the run-up to the summit.
Yeah, thanks very much, Heidi. It's Olivier speaking. There is a gap after the year of a summit. There is no gap before the year of a summit because of the 4 years in between. So you'd have year one, nothing. Year two, one or two GAs. Year three, one or two GAs. Year four, one or two GAs. The idea, of course, is to have year four with the one GA. That would help you. But unfortunately, this year, the Board Finance Committee has made a mess for you because they've only given one GA, so we're going to have two GAs to them. Humberto Carrasco.
Muchas gracias.
Humberto Carrasco for the record. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is Humberto Carrasco for the records. Just a question, because now the discussion has been focused on how we would manage this within ICANN, how we could arrange this GA within ICANN. But I would like to ask you about regional events. What do you mean by regional events? Are these events outside ICANN but related to internet governance? Clarify this.
Humberto, I didn't write that recommendation, so that's obviously the a group of ALSs that came up with this. I don't know if anybody was in that group. It was thematic group five. What I believe is that there have been some cases in the past where General Assemblies were held outside of an ICANN. I know certainly Uralo has held a General Assembly during Eurodig, which is the European IGF. Student Christ, was there also one before? Okay, I wasn't aware of that. Eurodig and Student Christ, okay. And there are other events. There might have been in Asia-Pacific. There could have been a seeing or something. The problem, though, is that when we have asked for a General Assembly to take place outside of an ICANN meeting, 9 times out of 10, it has been refused. Majority of times. That's why it probably is wiser to ask for it to happen during an ICANN meeting. Heidi, you wanted to add something?
I could just quickly respond to that. I think that might be changing. But keep in mind, for example, from Eurodig, they were there for one day, General Assembly, and then
I believe ICANN covered them for the Eurodig, the 2 days. So that's a much shorter meeting than bringing them there for the full ICANN meeting, which would likely facilitate the approval of that, I would think. I would need that, but just the budget will be, you know, considerably.
Heidi, the problem I see myself with this is if we do have the event or the General Assembly taking place outside of an ICANN meeting, it doesn't really bring those people to take part in ICANN. Alan Greenberg, you've been very patient.
Thank you very much. This is what is known in physics as a multi-body problem. There are many different variables. They all interact with each other. So I would be very careful at not making a recommendation that is very specific. Saying that we must have a General Assembly at an ICANN meeting for all regions over 2 years, I think is just a bit too constraining. So keep it flexible. Our target is to have more gatherings of our ALSs per region and a summit on a semi-regular basis. And there is going to be need. We are going to need to have flexibility. You know, this year, North America requested a General Assembly in conjunction with the ARIN meeting, which was held almost immediately before this. Ignoring the budget issue, the timing was really bad of staff availability and volunteer availability. On the other hand, under a somewhat different set of circumstances, it might have been a perfect thing. So we really want to keep it flexible. We want to get people together on a regular basis and understand that we're going to have to use whatever the issues are of the day, try to maximize that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I'm closing the queue after Alberto Soto. So far, I have Fatima Carnero, Tijani Benjamin, and Alberto Soto. After you. So you're still in the queue, Alberto. Don't worry, but you'll speak. Let's have Fatima Carnero, please.
Thanks, Olivia. We'll speak in Spanish. Comentarios.
Fatima speaking. Two comments. One has to do with what Tijani was saying. From my point of view, I don't agree with the fact that GAs should coincide with the summits. I believe that GAs are internally discussed, and within these meetings, internal issues are discussed that cannot be discussed summits. For example, in our last summit, we were not able to meet, RELOS were not able to meet, discuss the same issues that we would discuss in a GA. That is my point of view on one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to LACRALO, we had certain informal conversations with Rodrigo de la Parra, our vice president for the Latin America and the Caribbean region, to explore on the idea of being able to organize these GAs, LACRALO GAs, in conjunction with other regional events. And last year, ICANN was member of the LACGAF program committee for Latin America and the Caribbean region. And we were exploring that idea to have that event together with the GA. And on the other hand, to be able to use the facilities, the ICANN facilities in Montevideo, which is the house of internet, and which is it's open for this type of events that are related to internet governance. So I believe this was a good idea to explore other options in case we cannot have GAs within the ICANN context, because they are held in remote places or because further budget is required. But I think that we should not close ourselves to or restrict to the idea of having these ideas or explore these ideas. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to speak in English.
French was I'm going to speak in.
I am sorry. Fatima.
Fatima. Well, maybe I didn't express myself very well. I didn't say that the summit is going to be hosted in place of the General Assembly. But I said that as we are in this place, we can take into account the possibility to organize a summit. So I said a summit is also a General Assembly for each RALO. And we are going to meet during the summit, but we didn't organize a General Assembly. We are going to organize a summit and also General Assembly. Now, I maybe won't agree with Alan Greenberg, but I don't think that to be flexible, as he said, will allow us to do a planning. We are trying to schedule those
meetings, but we first need to decide something. So, of course, we don't need to be very precise, because if we are too precise, we won't have what we need. But we need to know what we want to organize, if General Assembly or not. I don't agree with General Assembly or ICANN meeting, because this will be a problem for the people who will go to those General Assemblies. They are going to lose the opportunity to participate to the ICANN meeting first. And then ICANN doesn't want to fund the General Assembly that don't take place during the ICANN meeting. So the General Assembly must take place during the ICANN meeting. It's very good. So now let's come back to our schedule. We need to choose if we want to organize General Assembly frequently. We will have summits that won't take place very frequently. If they are accepted, we won't have to convince only the board members. We will have to convince all our community, so the community won't oppose our project.
I think we're going to have to take that discussion afterwards, because I'm a little mindful of the time at the moment. Alberto Soto to close the debate, and we can continue then down our very packed agenda. Alberto, you have the floor.
Alberto Soto,
along the same lines of regularity, since 2005 to 2020 in our region, the ICANN meetings will be held and with a difference of 1 year, 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 3 years, 2 years. So if we set up an annual meeting, I think that it'd be impossible if it matches the same dates as the ICANN meeting. I know there has been an exception with Marrakesh. I mean, if the frequency of the meetings A, B, and C is going to be maintained, or whether that is going to be changed, that will also have an impact on the holding of the General Assemblies. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alberto, for this very good point as well. I think we need some more work on this, and we'll have to follow up. Can I please ask you all to engage when we have them on the radar lists, that there is actually some engagement and we can find and focus on this as soon as possible? Because, as you know, if we miss the boat this year again, then we are not going to get very much next year. And who knows what was mentioned earlier, who knows what or who we will have to convince in the future later on. So we need to really find consent even within the next month or so. Let's move on to the last recommendation, which was recommendation 43. RELOS should encourage their inactive ALS representatives to comply with ALAC minimum participation requirements. I see here that the assignees are the RELO chairs, and I would suggest that we RELO chairs to talk to each other and work on this. And we don't know there's a lot already going on with regards to inactive at-large. The AFR active at-large structures said that they want that to be done. There's obviously some irritation from them to their at-large structures not doing much. I'm not sure whether there has been the ability. Can we move the agenda around a little bit, Heidi, now? Or yeah, Alan, you're okay with that? So effectively, we're going to skip the, for the time being, or just reverse the order of the agenda. We needed to have first the ALS criteria, and then after that, at large, ICANN civil society engagement. And we're going to start with the civil society engagement. So I invite Jean-Jacques Sahel to the table, please. Oh, Alan Greenberg.
Things. Number one, most of the people who are at this table were also in an ALS criterion discussion yesterday. So I don't think I want to spend a lot of time on it, but I'll note that Heidi and I have to leave about 10 or 15.
Thank you, Alan. Heidi Orish.
This is Heidi. Just really quickly, I remember the reason that was on the agenda was that during the Cross RELO call to prepare for this meeting, it was suggested that the members of this group might wish to talk about those points, as it was going to be affecting their ALSs, et cetera. So I think it was more of an open discussion.
I'm happy with that. I was just saying I don't think we want to do the same presentations again. We've already done twice in two meetings in the last day.
Thank you very much, Alan and Heidi. May I remind you there's also a Skype channel if you wish to correspond. I'm just kidding. Jean-Jacques, please come to the table. So Jean-Jacques Sahel is Vice President for Global Stakeholder Engagement for Europe. You saw him this morning on stage. You saw his father, Steve Crocker. And I turn over to you,
Jean-Jacques, I am your father.
In the Star Wars trilogy, which will soon hit the screens.
That is slightly disturbing, Olivier. So, Jean-Jacques Serre, the record, good afternoon. Thanks for having me again. So, what we wanted to do today is just to go in a bit more detail and start talking about activities in future where we can work together. Before I go into detail, let me please just step back a little bit and put this all into a bit of context. So, the team that Adam and I come from is the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team. And possibly our number one mission is to engage stakeholders. And that comes very much from the bylaws and the missions and objectives set for the organization to increase diversity of ICANN. And that includes geographic diversity. We want to make sure that participation in ICANN reflects the global diversity of internet users, but also diversity among stakeholder groups. We want to make sure that if there is even representation, or representation, if you will, of all stakeholder groups, and part of that means that we should try and support the various communities, such as ALAC, in their outreach strategies. And I was very glad in recent weeks to see, for instance, as it comes to my day-to-day region, Europe, the draft outreach strategy from Uralo. And that's very much activities that we would like to support. And that's why we have tried to suggest a way to structure our engagement when it comes to supporting our communities. So in the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team, we have four broad categories of stakeholders, as I mentioned briefly yesterday. We have business stakeholders, and that's a part which my colleague Chris Mondini in North America is leading on. We have the technical community stakeholders, ITFs, RIRs, and all those sorts of organizations. And it's my colleague Adiel, formerly with Afrinic, who is in charge of that track. We have the government engagement that's been a long-standing by ICANN. That's led by Tarek Kamel and his team, and Rachel and Nigelson and others. And then it comes to the rest, the other stakeholder groups that we'd like to engage with and reach out to in order to raise awareness of ICANN and encourage people to participate, show them the relevance of ICANN, encourage them to participate in the relevant SOACs that correspond to where they're coming from. So that fourth category is a broad category. We've started talking about it. It encompasses end users, but also academics and also sort of non-profit. And so generally, it's a sort of non-profit public interest type stakeholders. Now, what we wanted to do is, because we want to try and support your own outreach efforts, is circulate our ideas and get your feedback, your input. That's why we presented in Buenos Aires to this group and the other agencies concerned by these efforts, which are NPOC and NCUCNG community. We then circulated a short discussion paper, effectively. And the idea was very much to start planning what we could do in terms of outreach activities. And so what we will put on slide and on screen in a second is just an update on the sort of comments we have received, the sort of inputs. And what I'd like to focus on today is and get really start getting you to think about and brainstorm and is the sort of activities that we can roll out in the next few weeks, and very much I'd like to hear from you what you have in mind. We've got already some good input. You'll see that from some of you on the screen. And basically, we'd like to start thinking, okay, let's plan those. Let's get it on. So maybe we can put in, I don't know if, Adam, would you like to into that? And I will let my colleague Adam on that, and I think it would be good to not spend too much time on the specifics, the detail of the comments, but focus more on the activities towards the end. So,
thank you very much. We held a webinar on October the 6th where this document had been online for about 6 weeks, and I know that the at-large had access to a version, and you sent some comments which were very much appreciated, particularly Naralo sent comments and Dev sent some comments about general interaction, which what we've done now is we've sort of frozen the Google Doc as we update all the comments that we've received, and what you see there is the rather raw-looking track changes version. Now, a little bit, one particular part that's relevant is the down the screen, down the document, section in yellow, but probably about the second page of the doc, and just stop there. And if it's possible to go in a little bit, what we're talking about really is there's two types of engagement. One is engagement with the volunteers that are working in ICANN now, civil society volunteers that are working in ICANN now, and how can we support them to make their life easier and so on? How can you feel more comfortable in the work you do, feel more supported, get better information flows and so on? So we're going to be doing things like newsletters, summarising policy documents in different ways, various ideas about a handbook for newcomers and ways to present information. Something that is particularly important are the events around the world, because we already have you as volunteers who are doing regular work throughout the ICANN environment on various bits of policy, but we also particularly want to focus on those groups that know about ICANN but don't particularly yet participate. How do we bring them into our system? How do we help them know more about what we're doing? They may never become the embedded volunteers that you all are, but they may be dipping in for perhaps 1 or 2 hours a week. So we want to make that more possible. So if we go down to the bottom of this document, and I'm not sure that it's going to show very clearly in this. What we do have is a sort of roadmap of... down a bit more. This is the original roadmap of events that the various GSE teams and also others who were looking at the Google Doc together on events that we may be participating in. And the one I particularly want to look at is below, which came from Naralo. And focus is very much on regional engagement. I think it's down again. Sorry, it's awkward to always do PDF documents. And these are the events that were suggested to us. And I've been looking through them, and as typical when you export files, the highlighting. There's another PDF file. Could you go to the desktop on that? Some of these events are Canadian-specific. Some of them are North American region-specific. And this is something that we'd really like to see from every RALO. If you can help us with activities that you feel are relevant, then what we're planning to do is build an online calendar, which will be a living document, obviously, events in the past we don't need to know so much about unless we have a trip report and some information coming from them. But some of these are the meetings that, as I looked at what Naralo had been putting forward, the ones that particularly stood out to me, of course, the Puerto Rico Internet Society because of the relevance to here. But there are some organizations there that we have been looking at and particularly important. N10 is one of them. I think there's one at the top of the document that I was very interested in. Youth in Technology is, I think, a conference in Manila, and I want to try and find out more about that, but it seemed I wasn't sure because North American region doesn't usually deal with Manila. But the sort of thing we really want is, you know, more detail about these types of events. Who is likely to be there? Why is it important to your regions? And then we can start to think about how do we either find ways to attend, or it may simply be that we look into the background documents of those meetings, the outcome documents of those meetings, and try and bring them into some kind of resource that we look at. You can help us map out some of these meeting agendas, upcoming meetings, then that would be very helpful. And thanks to Glenn and his colleagues who've put this together.
Thank you, Adam. And if you look at the sort of events that Glenn has highlighted, I think, we run a lot of stakeholder engagement events. Just to give you an idea, in Europe last year, between July and 2014 and June 2015, we run a total of about 75 events, either events we organize ourselves or in cooperation, or we organize a panel as part of an existing event. So we've got a lot of experience in this. We've built up a lot of experience, and our idea would be, you know, if you have identified some interesting conferences in your regions that you think we should have a presence in, then we'd love to team up with you and think about how we could put, for instance, a panel together. So if we think about the Youth and Technology Conference, let's see how we could have a panel on ICANN and that's relevant to that conference, that makes people understand what it's all about, why it's relevant to them, how they can participate, and we can brainstorm what sort of spin bring, that sort of things. And then what we hope is that it will map the relevant value strategies and basically that we can help you maximize the outcomes of value strategies, and for us all that it helps ICANN as an organization, as a whole, as a community, to increase its visibility, to increase awareness raising in the wider public about ICANN, and really increase participation. One thing that I mentioned very much in passing yesterday and that I think we're really keen to do is also how we can use that sort of approach to build stronger links with the at-large structures at local level. I think there's a huge potential to involve and work with our at-large structures at local level. One of the aims of the AMSs are to be the sort of local point, the local nexus that then links up to ICANN at global level. And I think there's a tremendous, really makes this all very dynamic, engage them before ICANN meetings, debrief them after ICANN meetings, make sure that their issues at local level are brought to the global level and taken forward. And I think that's how we'd like to make the most of our community locally everywhere in the world.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. Olivier Crépin-Blanc speaking. Okay, Glenn, you're the last person in the queue. Last in the queue, because there's so many cards around. Time is going really... moment, I've got Sean, Holly, the gentleman from Thailand. I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name again. Panas, okay, that has to go in here. Got Raf, Alberto, and Glenn. So we'll start with Sean Ojedeji, and please, Emma as well. Okay, we really are going to run out of time. Can we have a one-minute timer, please? That's great. So we'll start with Sean Ojedeji, please.
Thank you very much, Sean Ojedeji, for the record. I just want to point out that there are existing calendars that we can actually get information from ISOC. Now with NSRC to develop some calendars in the past. I think we need to understand a clear process for actually engaging with GSE on this event. It's not enough to say, just know what is the process to actually getting this done. I support this effort to actually reach those external events to talk about. It's similar to what we do with CROP, I think, indirectly. So I think one request I want to make again is, I know that GSEs normally go to all these events. It would be good that they intentionally reach out to our at-large ALSs locally and engage them in the meetings. Thank you.
Shall we go through all of the comments and then you can respond to each one in turn if you wish to? It would be more efficient. So, okay, next one is Holly Reich.
Holly Reich for the record. First of all, thank you, Sean. It's exactly what I was going to say. There are lots of calendars around. When we have our website, which we're doing at some point, maybe everybody can use the same calendar page. I think it's a big ask to have all of us do two calendars.
Holly, Panas, you're next.
Hi, this is Bernard from the records. I have the observation for two comments. You look at in the documents at you try to the awareness for the people to access on these kinds of things. But I'm just thinking about the sustainability for the people to be a part of this kind of activity. You just to provide information and their awareness, they know exactly, but how can we think about the sustainability people to engage in the long term system in the committees plus that you can might be to facilitate the meeting between the governments or even to the local NGO might be to sustainable money. But, I mean, they can to partnership as well. This is my point. A second one is might be, if you look at the numbers of awareness raising, what is the measurement that you're going to talk about? How many people things, and how many people that you outreach and then how many people to be a party members of this engagement that you try to...
Fine, that's very good timing. Well done. Rafatani.
Thank you, Rafatani, for the record. To save time, I think Sean has raised the issue that I was going to... The initiative, though, I think is fantastic. And I'm...
You, Raf. Fatima Cabanero.
For the record, in Spanish.
Fatima speaking. Well,
I would like to thank you for this great effort. I think this is really important for the civil society organizations. And my comments sometimes seem to be against this work, but I would like to clarify this.
1 second. We will restart the timer for you. Yes. Okay. Are you contestants ready? Let's start. Fatima Cambronero.
Gracias, Fatima.
Fatima, for the records, then. So briefly, what I said is that I would like to thank you for the effort you are carrying out. I think this is really important for civil society organizations. And sometimes my comment seems to be against these work, but this is not the case. It's just that I don't understand certain things. And sometimes I'm a bit concerned about having duplicate efforts. For example, in At-Large, we have an outreach working group, an engagement and outreach working group. We also have a calendar that is being populated and that we receive in our own calendars. So perhaps I sometimes don't understand. We work to populate your calendar, our calendar. Can we work together? I mean, how can we avoid duplicating efforts so that we can make the most of our work? Thank you.
Gracias, Fatima. Para continuar.
This is Olivier Alberto Soto. I will speak in Spanish, so Alberto Soto, go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. The other topic I want to mention is this. Generally, in Lac Rallo region, events are not published with enough anticipation. So the only resource we have is the crop program, and we need 8 weeks to apply for the crop program. And, of course, we don't have the time to go for any event. So perhaps I would like to ask Shanshak to coordinate these so that we can reduce the time frame for the crop program, and we will try to work on our side as well. Thank you.
Night in Espanol.
Habla. Olivia speaking, Glenn McKnight in Spanish. Glenn, no? Okay, in English.
Glenn McKnight. I just want to clarify on that chart, and I did hear some comments from Jean-Jacques saying perhaps we need some additional columns on what the target group is, what the results are. You remember, if you looked up, it was very vague in terms of the North American outreach. All I did here with help from Garth and Judith and Alfredo and Eduardo is we try to really focus on certain sectors. So it's a good idea to have more deliverables. I agree with Fatima and what Alberto has said. We have an outreach engagement. We also have a technical task force, which has worked on a great calendar. It's team up. And if you look at your Adobe, you'll see that I put the link there, and that's a fantastic way of sharing calendar. But our railroads aren't using that calendar. We're not sharing it. We're not. And so when I say go to the not-for-profit conference in San Diego, it's because when we go there, we're on not-for-profit radio. We get interviewed by the press. We're speakers at the event. We have very serious results that were at the event. So it's the same thing. Going to these things without real metrics, which my associate has said on the other side, is a waste of time. To go there with your friends from the other railroads is a waste of time. You have to go there for a reason. For example, just recently, Joe and I went to McGill. We had 300 students we spoke to. Fantastic opportunity. Got to make the opportunity. This is a real effort. So I'm just don't know that we ignored this document. And I'm going to stress it because Heidi sent the message out. I don't remember seeing much comment. I don't remember seeing our railroads really responding to it, and it's unfortunate.
Merci beaucoup, Glenn. Jean-Jacques, des réactions?
Thank you, Glenn. Jean-Jacques, any reactions? Said Olivier.
Today's reactions. I will continue in English, do it in French-Canadian. But okay, so... on the point of duplication, I'm more than aware of it. I fully agree. So as you know, there's ICANN calendars, right? We've got our own website, our own calendars. What I'd like to see how we can have more synergy between your calendars and what we publish on the ICANN website, and also make it maybe clearer on the ICANN calendars. We'll have to see how it works. You know, which events are for the technical committee, which might be for business, might be for the more of this audience. That's something we need to work with you on as we develop, or as you develop your own calendars. I, I, I mean, we'll need to find a way of either we just merge the calendars or we make some clearer linking. I'm talking here about the ICANN calendars versus the RALO calendars, etc. Yeah, I want to absolutely avoid duplication. That's one of the ideas. We actually collectively, if I think about both groups, the at-large community, and then related groups such as NCNG and NPOC, there's actually a lot of really interesting content that audience people outside who are maybe academics or end users or civil, NGOs would benefit from, but have very little visibility on everything that's available out there. So one of our tasks with Adam in coming weeks and months is to try and get an inventory of exactly what we've got out there. We've started, but that's also where we need your input. You might know that, for instance, there's great articles or great briefings about this or that policy topics or that could be useful for an outside audience. I mean, just as an example, there might be some great briefing that one of you or one of the RALOs has prepared on the Who Is discussion. That's one of the things where we'd like to publicize that briefings. Just an idea we need to do. So on calendars, we'll need to continue working with you, and certainly I don't want to create a new calendar. It's not the idea. Rather to make more relevant the ICANN calendar and maybe linking it better to your own. So there's quite a few good questions. So let me just make sure I cover everything. Now, there's been a really important question, which is how we coordinate, how we work together in the future. And that's also that was one of my questions for you this week, how you'd like to do this. Now, I'd be quite happy for us to follow the work of your outreach working group. We've done that a little bit now and then, but maybe we can do it in a more systematic basis. The other thing that I would suggest or ask from you is, since there's a lot of read across, of lots of synergy with the outreach strategies that other constituencies have got, I'm thinking here again about NCNG, could we perhaps, those of you who are more interested, maybe representatives from or members of the at-large outreach working group, could have some sort of liaison, some sort of contact with us on a regular basis, maybe also bringing in the equivalent group from the NCSG community, so that, again, we avoid duplication, we share ideas, we share calendars. There's a lot of these events. They're relevant to all these communities. And if you imagine on a panel, actually, we've had a few this year where, there might be someone from ALAC and there might be someone from NCSG, and the audiences that we're talking to are the same. And it actually reinforces the message to have all of us work together. So that one is actually really a question for you, how you think we can best interact. We could, as I said, definitely we follow more closely the work of your outreach group, but we could set up a more regular discussion. We could have a call every month, and like a sort of informal contact group, if you will. That's I'm in your hands as to how... how you like to work better. So soon and others, I hope that I can get some from you on that. There was a really good question, I think, from Panak about sustainability. And that thing, that's where there's in fact best opportunity to work with our at-large structures, national level. It's thanks to the at-larges and maybe other local organizations that they can partner with, going to have something sustainably. I hope that what we do is basically kick off a process, generate enthusiasm, help people to start organizing events themselves and activities themselves, give them confidence, give them the tools, give them the skills. And then when the local community starts to get the mass that they know how to run those events, and they know how to partner with each other, then it's a self-perpetuating cycle and it's sustainable in the long term. And I think that's where we really can... maximize how we work with the ALSs. I mean, in Europe, we've got two ALSs that are not as active as they could be. And I think if we work on this, we could make it sustainable. I think it's a really important point. It's crucial. It's how we build long-term participation in ICANN, not just in our big meetings and our big working groups, but also at local level, and make that link work more and more. There's a point about metrics, and it's a difficult one, I think. I don't know that we want to say, we promise that by next year, thanks to our engagement, we'll have 200 new members of the at-large community. Yes, Olivier, that can be your personal goal. as a chair. I'd love to get your feedback on that. I think certainly for a start, I think in an extent to the point that Len made, I think let's roll out a few events, let's engage, let's think about outcomes in qualitative terms almost. You know, we want to engage with parts of society, with our wider networks. We want to make sure we go out there, speak to them, start raising awareness, start raising interest, and then we'll start participating. Once we get more used to it, or once we have a really good program going, then maybe we can think about more specific quantitative metrics. I think it's a bit early. So I might stop here and just maybe repeat again my sort of questions, which are, in a way, back to you, how you would like to engage. As I said, I can follow your outreach working group, and that'd be great. And also, we could have some sort of contact group where we can also bring in friends from the NCSG community, something like that, and we could have regular, you know, catch-up sessions. I'll stop here. Thank you, and sorry for taking the floor. Adam, please.
Go back to the calendaring idea. We're not particularly thinking of many hundreds of different calendars, but I'm imagining that in this, certainly the new systems that we have together, you will have an option. If there are events that are civil society oriented, be able to click that box, and that will be then able to transfer over the events that are relevant from one calendar to another. So we may have master calendars and then subversions on it, of it. And I think those are the systems that we're generally looking at. So we shouldn't be duplicating. We do need you to help us identify when you're having your calendar what may be the relevant events so that we can pick up on those either automatically or semi-automatically. What I wanted to just put up here is that we're sort of talking about the annex, which is about the calendar of activities. And it's very, I want to be very clear, of course, it's a living document. Actually, the whole of the strategy document is, and as it matures, I think we'll be trying to make it available in at least French and Spanish. Initial goal, it's not a long document, but around an ICANN meeting, it would be absolutely overloaded, as you all know very well. But this is a document that's not going to just live on in English. It will be available in other languages. What we're doing right at the moment is accepting those changes, making the changes, and we will republish it as a Google document and make sure that you have the opportunity to comment, and very much look forward to your comments. Thanks.
Very much, Adam Peake. And we are totally running out of time in this meeting. We need a follow-up on this and a suggestion. So the first suggestion is for the Outreach and Engagement Working Group to go up directly with Jean-Jacques and team. What I would suggest also, if anybody is interested in being directly in touch with Jean-Jacques, you know his email address. Be receptive to continuing the discussion directly, or what would your preference be?
Let me make a proposal. I mean, what we will try and do at ANA is circulate this a revised version of this document that incorporates all the code. Either come in the next major call after the ICANN meeting, and or organize a sort of webinar ourselves. It would probably be best to actually have a specific section where we can spend a good hour maybe specifically on this.
Glenn?
NCUC and NPOC did have a webinar, but time was just too tight for us to have one, so it would have been great to have that same webinar with the community. But we do have an outreach and engagement group that's meeting on Thursday night, believe it or not, at 7 to 8 o'clock. Tuesday night. But if you, I know a lot of people are obligated, but you're welcome. But we do have co-chairs. Maureen is the co-chair. Not going to be there. I'm going to be there, probably the only one there from 7 to 8.
Thank you very much, Glenn. And as I said, so the Outreach and Engagement Working Group will also follow up probably directly with Jean-Jacques. I also have another suggestion, which is to perhaps have an early RALO and regional leadership, regional leadership meeting, conference call. We usually have just one call of the RALO secretariats and so on in between ICANN meetings. If we could have a slightly higher frequency, so maybe a two or three until Marrakesh, and therefore we'll be able to cover the points that we have not been able to cover here. We'll be able to follow up on the multi-year budget for the SOAC requests for general assemblies and face-to-face at large summits. And of course, because there's so much movement going on now as far as global stakeholder engagement and civil society, and I also had questions with regards to what Dini was doing with businesses. We have some businesses in at large. Okay. And with technical community, we have some technical community in at large. Maybe these will follow as well in parallel.
I mean, very happy and enthusiastic about coming on one of those calls. You an update not just on this, but also I could make sure that we work with colleagues to update you on what they're doing on business and on technical community. Technical community, the approach is not yet, but we can give you an update. We'd love to.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And finally, we have chopped pretty much everything from our agenda that's left there, but we have Aziz Hilali. We cannot chop that off because that's about the Marrakesh meeting. And we need to know a bit more about this. Aziz, you have the floor. You just have 3 minutes. Can you just... Heidi says five, I say three. Take four.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Aziz.
Okay, so briefly I asked Ariel to show some pictures on the website for the event. If you could go further up, Ariel, please. The meeting will be between March 5th and 10th. This meeting was to happen in 2015, and it was postponed. But that's better for us because it allowed us to actually pair a lot of interesting activities. There's going to be three big events simultaneously. There's going to be a high-level meeting. That'll be the third edition of these high-level ministerial meetings. That meeting will have the participation of all ministers. That will happen on Monday afternoon after the opening ceremony. Then there's going to be Sunday evening a meeting for African ministers. That's a special meeting. And Fadi has said he will organize it himself. And the main goal of that ministerial meeting is to see how to develop the digital economy in Africa. And then together with Barak, I don't know if he's here, we're organizing a different session with the sponsoring of AFTLD. That will be the third or fourth DNS forum. So that's what I had to say first on the fringe, as fringe activities, and then at the Afro level, we've been one of the first railos to organize a showcase. So with that in mind, we're trying to innovate and to bring something original. So we rely very much on the help of Heidi and of the different ICANN staff members to help us out. We're also looking for sponsors. So we're not only intending to have a showcase, but we intend to have other activities as well. We want to have NGOs, we want to have different people from the region, from Tunisia, Algeria, Libya participate. We're going to invite them to ALAC through their applications to be accredited as ALSs. On top of that, we're also thinking of organizing an evening with musical numbers, bands. Then we're trying to organize different activities with AFRALO. And that will be a surprise because we're not going to be playing music ourselves. But we want to have different bands come play something typically African. If you have questions, I'd rather hear you for the other 2 minutes, the remaining 2 minutes. If you have two questions, of course, do not hesitate. If you have ideas, you can also bring them to us, make suggestions. We're here to try and organize a very high-level African meeting. That's what Morocco intends and what Africa intends. Olivier takes the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Now, Alberto Soto.
Alberto Soto speaking. Aziz, I have a question. Will the accommodation place be far from the...
I was going to mention that and I forgot. What you see on the screen is actually the big room, the bigger hall. And I hope... What's the name of the organizers? The travel constituency people are going to give us the... Let me tell you, that's the conference hall, what we had just before, and that's between two hotels, the first of which is called Hotel du Golf, and the second of which is called Golf Palace.
that's traditional. They have traditional rooms with traditional pictures. It's traditionally Moroccan. The other one is more modern, but they're both on both sides of the conference center. And all in all, there's about 750 rooms between both of them. So there's going to be 750 rooms for the people who want to stay there. Of course, other participants are surely going to stay at other excellent hotels because Marrakesh is a touristic city and we have wonderful hotels. And it won't be an issue. There's going to be transfers going to the conference center and back for those who won't be able to stay here. So that's about 20 to 25 minutes by bus, as we have here in Dublin. For those who will be staying at those hotels, they will be staying in town. So that's also nice, going to be next to commercial centers, to all the different sites where there's activities at night. Those of you who want to stay an extra 2 or 3 days after the Marrakesh meeting, maybe we could organize something interesting. We could put together something in the Moroccan desert. Why not?
Thank you very much, Aziz. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. One bit of advice, though. For about a month before you go to Marrakesh, you should not be eating much. You try and lose weight because Moroccan food is incredible. Good. So make some space. Ladies and gentlemen, we have run out of time. Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And
I was going to do this during the public forum. This is Aziz speaking, but since we're here at ALAC, let me tell you, there's going to be a wonderful gala dinner that will be offered by the national authority.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. Thank you, Adam, for joining us and for this work. And this meeting is going to be closed, I should say. Oh, thanks to the interpreters, indeed, for all the real work today. And we've gone really, really fast. So thank you very much. And I'd like to also thank the technical crew and everyone else who's participated. And, of course, our wonderful at-large staff. Good afternoon. Bon après-midi. Buenas tardes.